God willing, we will prevail through the purity and essence of our natural fluids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
The purity, the essence,
the fluids
of Johnny Scotch. And Teddy James on the Red Scare once again, bringing it to you with that feel-good redness. I don't know, I've said that once and I like that, so I'm just going to keep on repeating that.
This is the one time in your life where the redness is not something you need to go check your doctor with.
We are the Red Scare, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in once again. Once again, my name is Teddy James. I am accompanied by my main man, Mr. Johnny Scotch.
Look good, Winston.
Feeling good, Lewis.
Ah, yeah.
Even though it's Billy Ray.
Yeah, well, you know.
I knew what you were talking about, my brother, but you are looking good, Billy Ray.
Feeling good, Lewis.
That's what I'm talking about. Scotch, it is good to see you, my brother.
Man, you ain't jacuzziing nobody.
Because I will say, I was down in the freaking dumps today, man. I was having a hard time getting by.
You looked a little melancholy when I saw you.
I wasn't melancholy. I was in the freaking dumps, my friend.
So that's lower than melancholy, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Melancholy, you could kind of get by. It's kind of poetic. Chicks like that.
Yeah.
None of the chicks would have liked me today. None of them.
I don't know. You got a massage?
I did get a massage.
I saw that. I was a little jealous.
Sweeter Sugar Sam came in, gave me a massage. I reciprocated. It was good times for all.
It was good times. It was the best of times.
And I'm feeling a little bloated today, which reminds me of my Thanksgiving, because we just came back from the break.
Yeah.
How was your break? How was your
vacation? Dude, let me tell you, Thanksgiving, I've said this before, and I'll be happy to state it again, is my favorite holiday. Because it leads right up to Christmas, and in between that, you get people going, what do you want for Christmas? And I, being the great person that I am in my head, say, I'd like Thanksgiving again.
Yeah, you're a big man. You want to eat.
Well, I mean, shit. You can give me food, and I'm cool. I don't want no stupid little sweater that you think looks good, because you probably isn't
going to... You picked it out.
Well, it probably isn't going to fit me.
Well, plus, if you wanted a sweater, you would go...
Buy a sweater?
To the damn store and pick yourself out a sweater that you want.
Yeah, I know.
Not a sweater that's just going to sit in your damn closet. You don't want to get rid of it because it was gifted to you.
I know.
That's rude.
I feel bad doing the white elephant gift. Isn't that what's called, the white elephant gift or whatever, when you give somebody gifts you something and then you just... wrap it in different paper and give it to somebody else?
I've never heard that term. I was given a re-gift by Teresa Strasser, and she called it a re-gift. She says, I'm re-gifting.
I've heard re-gift, but there's a term. I will check on that.
But I don't like terms like re-gift.
I don't like them either.
It sounds to me
I
like
the white elephant because it just seems so proud.
I didn't want to get that thought out. Don't worry about me. I'll just turn my effing mic off. What's up, Scotch?
Nothing, dude. Today's...
Hit him where it hurts, dude.
Thanks, man. I learned from the best. Let me go ahead and I got to set this up because today we have a show for you and it's a good one, I think. I think that you guys are going to love it. We have Leo Quiñones, the effing film freak, coming in here today.
Within the next 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, the film freak, Leo Quiñones, he'll be on. We got him.
Yeah, we got him. You know, this ain't, you know, people think, oh, you just have a radio show. You just call people to show up. Nah, it's hard work. You got to get a hold of people. There's scheduling that's got to be done.
Absolutely.
And this guy, good friend of mine, takes the time out of his busy schedule doing the web carpet, doing live premieres, setting up his own show to come in here and talk with us a little bit today. And I'm totally stoked on that.
But for now, F him because he is not in this studio.
F him right now because he's not here.
But what we need to get into is our vacation. We got about 4 days off. Which is unheard of for
actually.
You and I, workhorses like Mr. Scotch and James. And I want to hear what you did, my brother.
Well, let's see. Okay. So it started like this. Wednesday, absolutely nothing. Thursday.
Good times.
Food from like, I don't know, 10 till 7 at night.
Damn, you started eating at 10?
But it wasn't like, you know, plates. It's like because I was helping cook, so...
You're noshing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, picking here and there. You know, I felt like a vulture, and it was cool because I just...
Well, it's Thanksgiving. You're entitled, man.
Just right there waiting as it's being done.
That's the one day where you could really be free to be you.
It really is. And, you know, I don't really care because, you know, I do Thanksgiving every day. There's, I mean, mashed potatoes, I'm Irish, so anything that has a potato, I love. Gravy, turkey, and stuffing. Everything else that is involved, like the sweet yams and all that crap, can just get pushed to the side.
Really?
I want the turkey, I want the mashed potatoes, I want the turkey on my mashed potatoes, and I want the gravy and the stuffing on top of that. It's all like a layer to me. I make like a layer.
You want a Thanksgiving burger.
Yeah. That, which reminds me, I like the rolls too.
The rolls. Soft, fluffy buns. Yeah.
Those ones. Like the ones that the Hawaiian Bread Company makes.
The soft, fluffy buns.
Soft, fluffy buns. So yeah, me, what I look for in a woman is the same thing I look
I'm
for
sorry,
in food.
Dude, I felt like I just felt compelled to say it like that.
No, you should have. You really brought out the emotion in that one. I felt it.
I stumbled too, which was terrible. I told you to shut up. Let me get my thing out, and I stumbled anyway. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry to you, Scotch.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to them.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I suck.
It's all right. We're going to forgive you this
time.
So
you had the traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, okay. So that was Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday, I had another Thanksgiving dinner with some other people. You know, like, you have friends and family. Well, Thursday is set for family. Friday is set for friends, because that usually involves a lot more drinking and less eating.
And leftovers.
But in this case, it was a fresh, brand new effing turkey.
Really?
It was a whole nother situation. It was like Thanksgiving.
You guys cooked twice.
I didn't cook. This was somebody else cooking completely.
Where do you go for Thanksgiving?
I told you. I went to my parents for Thanksgiving. This, after Thanksgiving, Friday, I woke up and it was like Groundhog Day. It was like the same thing. Hey, we're going over to so-and-so's. For what? Thanksgiving! I said yes! I should have went to bed earlier so I could have woke up sooner.
That sounds awesome.
It was. And then Saturday was a night of drunken debauchery watching my band, my favorite band, Downfall, play at Fitzgerald's in Huntington, from which I commenced to drink multiple glasses of scotch and lots of draft beer and ended up mosh pitting, which I haven't done in a long time.
You were in the mosh.
Dude, I am the mosh.
God damn, that's awesome. So, I would love to be your buddy in the mosh.
Well, see, you got me and... You obviously that's see what I'm built like.
Yeah.
And then
that's all you need, right?
My Samoan buddy, who's like...
You just have people run directly at you, and that's a mosh pit.
Well, they go like this, I go like this. I go reverse circle.
So they're going clockwise, you're going counterclockwise, and you're just killing everybody.
Sometimes.
See, the thing is, I'm not really familiar with the mosh pit. See, when we were doing the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank event at the vault, I'm looking at the mosh pit. I'm standing on the stage, and I'm looking down at the mosh pit. You left early. You missed this.
There was a mosh pit?
There was a mosh pit at the Frosty.
There was no bands that I saw that could possibly produce.
No, the last band, they were very heavy, and everybody started moshing, dude. And these guys were getting the crap kicked out of each other. And I'm thinking, like, if that guy hit me like that, I'm kicking his ass.
Well, see, that's why I don't mosh unless it's with a group of friends.
No. Here's the thing. None of these guys knew each other, but there was one big burly F that just kept on banging everybody on the side of the head, knocking them down. And these guys are running all over the place like it's cool, like, you know, like nothing happened. They come back and they get hit again. I'm thinking, if you knock me like that, homie,
I'm gonna beat
I don't
your
care
ass.
How big you are, your ass is going down. I'm kicking it.
That's why, like I said, I don't mosh unless I'm with a group of friends that aren't there to try. Because a lot of times being the big guy in a mosh pit, you're singled out.
Yeah,
because
the target.
People go, oh, well, that guy's out there just to F people up.
Yeah.
And it's not true. I'm out there because I'm enjoying the music the same, but because I got three skinny guys that want to try to impress their girlfriend and come over and try to push off of me, then bad things happen.
Yeah, you don't want to hang out with me in a mosh pit. You and I just start brawling, homie.
Yeah, so I just, I don't take punches. It's all friend. Now, my buddy Lucky, the big Samoan guy.
Yeah.
All right, we have another buddy named Martin, a little taller than you, built like you. He goes with
Lucky. Studly, powerful.
Sure, yes, exactly, all that. We go to the mosh show. He gets on top of Lucky's back and rides and sits on his back like you know, a piggyback.
Really?
And starts kicking his legs like this as Lucky goes in a circle. And guys will come up and try to hit Lucky. And this dude's like 400 pounds, 6'5".
Yeah, I've seen a picture. He's huge.
So he grabs him like this. They come off him and he goes, boom, right into the stage. Just throws him into the stage. Throws him into things that hurt. Because he's big enough to where he could do that. Me, I'm a kind-hearted drunk. I'm out there getting my drink on. I see, when I get pissed is when I'm standing there outside the mosh and people come in charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, man, you see where that circle is? I'm just outside of it. Don't you?
I'm outside
you bring
the circle
it over here.
Taking pictures.
If you bring it over here, you're bringing it somewhere else that you don't want to go, my brother.
Well, at Fitzgerald's, I was standing outside the circle. And I'm sitting there, and I'm taking pictures.
Is this still Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, this is Saturday.
Okay. Oh, we're on Saturday now.
Yeah, Friday was just food,
Friday,
eating,
right,
back to that.
Thursday, Friday, food.
Saturday is where the fun begins.
The feeding happens on Thursday and Friday.
The bear is content with food, and now the bear
now
wants
gotta
to
go,
go
work
out.
It off.
Bear wants to go work it off.
There you go.
So I'm standing there, and my friend's sister's there, and she's all trying to take pictures of this mosh pit. No, give me the pictures. I know how to take pictures of shows. This is what I do. So I'm standing there clicking, you know, I can see the picture, you know, in the viewfinder.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there snapping pictures, got my scotch in this hand. I'm sitting there snapping. And this dude comes around and goes, shh, boom, and throws an elbow right into my scotch drink. My scotch drink goes flying like this. I turn, I go, Tegan, hold this camera real quick.
Oh, sure. It's about to go down.
So I, being the nice guy that I am, start goose-stepping in a counterclockwork position. And I give the guy an elbow right to the back of the head.
Good times. But that's par for the course in a mosh,
don't
I take it.
F with my drink. I could have taken the camera flying. I could have taken being bumped. I know how to position my weight to where you hit me, you're bouncing, I'm moving. When you take it out of my innocent glass of scotch, I'm going to beat you down, uncommon valor style. I'm talking blood sport, where I drop, Kia! Punch to the nuts. Don't touch my scotch. Don't do it. And enjoy your mosh pit. How was your weekend?
You know, not bad. Everything I do is atypical. I don't follow the norm.
You should really try to be typical.
No, I don't like it. I like being the anomaly. I don't want anybody to pinpoint my character based on what I'm doing for Thanksgiving. And here's what I'm going to tell you, my brother. I don't really have much family that I talk to. So it's me and my sister, basically.
Right.
And we have a tradition that we go to our favorite Chinese place on, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and stuff like that.
All I can think of is a Christmas story when they're chopping up the duck in the Asian
restaurant. Basically, that's what we do. When you're sitting down with the fam, turkey's baking, you best believe I'm having some sea salt encrusted shrimp, my brother.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it is really good. I've been going to this place.
Mushu pork?
No. Absolutely not. Nothing we get.
Well, I mean, I know you don't eat pork, but I mean, generally it's good, right?
We usually get three things and three things only, and this is why. Because we've been going there for 25 years, literally. I've been going there 25
really?
Years since I was 3 years old.
So this started as a whole family thing, and,
oh, yeah.
And you and your sister just carried on the
Me
tradition.
And my sister. Well, the great thing is they now have two restaurants in the greater LA area. One is close to where my supposed parents live, and one is downtown. We always go downtown because that's the real one. And so we went. We've known the waiters forever. We've known the management forever. We've known the owners forever. This
right.
is our place. When we walk in, it's Mr. Goodman. Hello, Mrs. Goodman. For some reason, me and my downtrodden sister, we're both downtrodden, are Mr. and Mrs. when we walk in this place. And I'm trying to set it up for you like this, my brother. Now, it's Thanksgiving. Our typical waiter is gone. Older guy named Joe. He has a big family. Gave him the night off. Harry, the manager, gone. So it's basically empty. We don't know really anybody except the manager, but we don't really know him because he's kind of new, but he recognizes us. So it's, hey, how you doing? Mr. Goodman, Mrs. Goodman, welcome. Let us take you to your table. We get the best table that we requested, and things are going great. Until the waiter comes up and starts taking our order. This is a guy I've never really seen before. And he's kind of looking at us like, the whole night, he's looking at us like he's looking down on us. It's very odd. Very odd.
But you're catching the glare.
We're catching it. And we don't really, the thing is, when I catch it, you know, I don't need to pinpoint it. I don't need to, you know, we don't need to talk about it. We just kind of looked at each other, me and my sister, and said, huh, that's odd. Until, my brother, we get the bill. Paid the bill. Actually, it was perfect. It was very. It was a strange dichotomy of riches. And here's why. The bill comes, and as he puts it on the table, he starts bagging up our to-gos. You know, we're going to take home because we have a lot of leftovers. And I pull out, for lack of a better term, the wad. You know me. I carry a nice amount of cash on me.
More than I would, but yes.
I got into the habit a couple years ago and hasn't stopped. I like it like that. In case I need to buy anything, I got cash on me. Always. Try it, people. Just try it. I know what you're thinking. I know you people out there. We got some effed up redheads. Homie, try it. I know what I look like. I know the perception of me. Anyway, I digress. Sorry, Scotch.
It's all right.
The bill comes. I pull out the wad right there in front of him, drop 3 20s on the table, and he takes it away. I think nothing else of it. We finish with our oranges. We finish with our, what do you call them? Fortune cookies. Things are good. Things are good.
Yes, they are.
And he comes back with my change. And he decides to mention that the gratuity is not included with the bill. Now, prior, we had speculated that maybe they might be looking at us weird because of the shirt my sister was wearing. We have kind of an eclectic style, me and my sister. You could look at me, my shirt is a little bit off.
I guess.
A little cool, a little off, but not typical, right? My sister's wearing a shirt that looks like it's like a stock garment from the wardrobe of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It's a very odd, like, Texan type of shirt.
That's hot.
It was totally cute. She looked great. And I guess he looked at that as somewhat of a hillbilly tendency. It's like a trademark of being a hillbilly. So apparently, he decided that he would mention that the tip isn't included with the bill. Two-person table. I had never been so damn offended in my life, Scotch. Something little like that will really freaking piss me off.
Well, see, that's, you know, tips, I don't believe that tips should be asked for. I'll give you a tip if service is, I don't, like, you know, I always revert back to Reservoir Dogs. I don't tip because society says I should tip. I tip because you do a good job. You see my coffee low, you bring it over and you fill it up without me asking you. Just because I ordered food from you and you brought me food and now I'm required to pay you 18% of my bill?
Sure. Well, that's the odd thing about me. I am a great tipper. I am a worker horse. I am a worker bee, and I have been for years. I was a server, so I know what a crap job it is to be a waiter.
Yeah.
I tip around 25% when I go out to eat.
Yeah, I'm about 20-25%.
You know what I mean?
Usually, if you ask me, you get nothing.
And that's the thing. That's what we had to contend with, because this is a place that we're going back to. So if I don't tip this schmuck, then we've just kind of, you know, bought into his whole perception of us.
So you were expected to give the tip with the bill as opposed to, paying it and then leaving it?
He decided he would mention this because he felt that he wasn't going to get a tip from lowly white trash like us. That's what we got out of it.
Firebomb his place. You said they have two now.
Well, the thing is, this is the one we go to, and this is what we had to contend with. So what do you do in a situation like that, Scotch? What do?
Start eating Indian cuisine.
We literally sat there for around 15 minutes and just stared off into space thinking, what the hell do we do now? Can't tip this guy. He doesn't deserve it. But then again, we can't be the white trash that he expects us to be.
So you leave 17%.
I don't know, man. I just don't know.
What'd you do?
Well, what I did, I think we should save it because we got to take a break. You and I are doing really well. We're the S right now. I'm feeling good. Feeling great.
I'm going to go outside and give myself a hand job. So you go ahead and get everything.
We were going so well until you said that. We didn't have to edit a damn thing in this show until you said that.
That can't be said either?
No, that can't be said.
So I got to throw a beep. One beep out of a whole show. I mean, do you remember Friday? That would have been like, hey, we're the Red Scare with Teddy James and Johnny Scotch. Beep. We got to take a break.
God willing, we will prevail through the purity and essence of our natural fluids.
You best believe it, bitches.
Yeah.